I'm going to ask this morning if you would turn with me in the Pew Bible or in your Bible this morning. I would commend to you all of St. John, the 10th chapter, in our Pew Bible found on page 97 in the New Testament. I would commend to us all of St. John, the 10th chapter. Very special words found here. And for the scripture lesson, I want to read verses 11 through 18. Verses 11 through 18. Our Lord is speaking. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand. The hired hand who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them in also. And they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock and one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. And the church said, Amen. Shepherd and sheep is our topic this morning. Will you pray with me? And now, gracious God, let the words of my mouth, the meditation, thoughts of all of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight. For you, dear God, are our rock and our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I want to invite us this morning to continue in this spirit of resurrection. To be mindful always that on the third day, our Christ rose from the dead. And then to take it one step further. And to speak about and to celebrate the fact that we are called to be in relationship with this Christ. The scripture comes alive for us as it draws upon images that we can connect with in some way. This image of shepherd comes to help us process what is our relationship with God. Think of the examples throughout Scripture. Moses was tending to his father-in-law's flock of sheep, when he was called then to the burning bush. David was taking care of the sheep when God called him to be anointed and ordained by Samuel. Amos, we have a way of speaking of him as one of the prophets. But when Amos described himself, he said of himself, I am a shepherd. I think about the shepherds who were out on tending the flock that night when the angels appeared to them and told them, go to Bethlehem and see the birth of the Christ child. Something to think about. This image this vocation of a shepherd. It is filled with meaning, and Jesus would use it to describe what his ministry would be like. And yes, what is our relationship? Our relationship to him. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd." And where we are today is to have this kind of personal experience with the good shepherd. Why is this relationship so important? I remember the story of the little boy who came into the house and his hand was dirty, filled with mud. And like a mother would ask, "Are you going to let your hand be that dirty?" He said, "No, I will take my other hand and I'm going to wipe it off." What he soon discovered was that one dirty hand plus one clean hand equal what? Two dirty hands. That's the risk that sometimes we take in our own spiritual journey. We might say to ourselves, "I'm a good person. I do this well. I do that well. There is just one problem in my life. There is just one thing that keeps me from following and going all the way with God's purpose." But that one thing can take away from all the rest. And we can't save ourselves. And so the message comes to us, "I am the good shepherd. And I will lay down my life for my sheep." This is the kind of relationship that we have with Christ. And we need it. For those wolves in verse 12, those wolves are with us today. You think about those times when you are tempted to do something that you do not wish to do. Tempted to be something that you no longer want to be. Paul said it so well, "The good I would do, I do not. And the very thing that I don't want to do, I find myself doing it." Wolves, they are present with us today. But the Messiah comes to say, "I have come that you might have life. I have come that entering into relationship with me, you might know of life." The relationship is very personal. This is a personal experience. And I want us to hear that the love that God has for God's Son is the same love that God has for us. The same love. And so the love of Christ for us meant that Christ would lay down his life, that Christ would lay down his life for us. That is just how much Jesus loves and cares for us. I often say that we sing, "Jesus loves me, this I know." But this is not a children's song. This is a song for all of us. This is a song for all who enter into this personal relationship with Christ. "Jesus loves me, this I know." For Jesus laid down His life. Laid down His life for us. Out of this love then, and out of this relationship, comes these words. I have sheep who are not of this fold. I must bring them in. Perhaps we don't understand the impact that these words had on the first persons who would hear it. But for those who were gathered in that room, the message comes to them that this word of my love for you, this word that I have been sent by God the Father to be the Messiah, this word is not to be contained for those of you in this room. For I want you to take this news to the Gentiles. I want you to take this news to the very persons who have opposed me. I want you to take this good news to the very ones who will at that time, who will crucify me. And they did. They did. They took that word to those persons. I said a moment ago, maybe we can't understand it. But then again, maybe we can. For our faith today, whether intentional or unintentional, our faith today can become very exclusive. I can't remember what setting I was in, but the person, the leader of the workshop, told the story of this one church. And they had 20 members. And they would count the 20. And when they were all there, they would lock the door. The doors of the church, they need to be open. Amen. The doors of the church need to be open. It was John Powell who wrote these words, and I wanted to share them with you. He said, "For better or worse, Christ has taken us as living symbols in the world. Living symbols in the world that is asking who Christ is, can find its answer only in the Christian. For better or for worse, we, you and I, we are Christ to the world." Would you say that with me? We are Christ to the world. If you heard nothing else I said this morning, I wanted you to hear that. Say that with me again. We are Christ to the world. Amen. And so we can't help but say, Lord, I want to be a Christian. Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart. We are Christ to the world. Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart. So as we go out and as we are in the world, we go out and say to those who face separation, for whatever the cause may be, in the gift of Christ there is reconciliation. As we go out into the world, wherever we might be, for those that we meet who are just filled with guilt, we say to them that in Christ there is forgiveness. For we who go out into the world, wherever we may be, and we find that person who is angry. So often I find that it's our young people who, for whatever reason, at that young and tender age, they're angry. We need to say to them, there is hope. there is hope. It was the Turkish proverb that says, God builds the nest for the blind bird. God builds the nest for the blind bird. Go back then to Psalm 23 and hear and talk about green pastures, still waters. Is this not the message for this hurting and troubled world? So the message is about relationship. It is about Christ having laid down His life for us. And it is the message. Carry this. Carry this into all the world, that all can be saved. Sometimes you search, and let me close this way. Sometimes you search for that deep thought. Other times, though, you realize you just need to go back to basics. Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. And all the king's horses and all the king's men could not put Humpty Dumpty together again. Searching for something that can put your life together again. Acts 16 and 31 said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. Amen. Amen.